FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
8 o'clock, stand by.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. The president tweeting about the terror attack in France, which left three people dead in Strasbourg, writing, "We need to strengthen our borders." Several reports say the suspected gunman is French-born and has several convictions.
Prior to this attack, French authorities already had the man they suspected as a gunman on a list of those considered a serious threat to national security. Now, with information that the gunman may have fled into Germany, French authorities were seen on the France-Germany border stopping cars there. The suspect has been identified as Sharif Shaqat, 29 years old.
Fox's Mike Tobin. The British Prime Minister fighting to keep her job, with some angry over the Brexit deal she negotiated, Theresa May, a few hours away from a confidence vote in her leadership, telling British lawmakers,
"But we have, a solemn duty to deliver on the result of the referendum in 2016.
This is Fox News.
Time marches on, and Christmas is getting closer every day. Greg Budell, are you thinking of things to ask Santa to bring you for Christmas?
My mind is a raging torrent, flooded with rivulets of thought, cascading into a waterfall of creative alternatives.
Jay Scott, I've heard that you stand guard waiting for Santa to come to your house. Using the code name Sheriff and a bell, how do you let people know he's coming?
Hey, the sheriff is...
What
are you
saying? The sheriff is near!
Emily Hayes, is it true you've been a good girl this year?
It's true.
And Bailey the Wonder Dog, I don't think that was chicken they gave you this morning. What was it? Oh, that shouldn't happen to a dog. And Rich Thomas, what's the first thing you're going to ask Santa?
Hey, where are the white women at?
Stand by for the morning show that everyone is harumphing about. It's three men. And a lady.
That's not the first thing Rich is going to ask. He's going to ask,
"Hey, good looking, we'll be back to pick you up later."
That's what I always heard. Three men and a lady in the big 8 to 9 hour. True the Baloney is coming on with yours truly, Greg Goodell.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo.
No, that's Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
The airport had a morning low of 28. We've nudged just above the freeze mark now at 33. And we're on our way to a high temperature, I think, up around 59. Not bad in December. So, you know, a good bit of sunshine, sometimes with the sun filtering through some of those high clouds. Tonight, mostly cloudy, not as cold. Overnight low temperature 42. What a change from this morning, huh? That's what southwesterly winds will do for you. Tomorrow, with a high temperature up to about 61, a cloudy, breezy day. Could be a late day shower or sometime during the afternoon, but I think your better rain chances hold off till tomorrow night and Friday. Windy with showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm or two, with the low 53 on Thursday night and the high 59 on Friday. Then on Saturday, I've got the rain chances only about 20%, maybe a stray shower here and there. Otherwise, look for partly sunny skies with a high around 57, and your better day of the weekend would be Sunday with a high near 60 and plenty of sun. Right now, clear skies, calm winds, temperature 33 at 8:05.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
All right, I mentioned we're going to give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card by playing Truth or Baloney this hour.
Yeah, those conundrums were conundrums.
Oh, yeah, I see what you wrote on the list.
I didn't write the foul language. That was Rich.
No, I didn't write anything foul.
He left out a pivotal consonant and vowel.
I'll just assume he meant fork. Here's what we're going to do next. We have yet another electrifying story. This one's great because it kind of connects to a story I've told on this show. Mm-hmm. But this was bigger and better, and it follows traffic.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 southbound, where 143 merges in above the North Boulevard, still busy but clearing out. 85 north and south busy too. As far as accidents go at this second, we're doing okay. Construction crews, they're out there and busy. The Toyota-thon is going on with great savings. Plus, you can go to ReinhardtToyota.com, press the big green button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season. It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Years ago, I told a story. I'm sure it predates both Rich and Emily.
Rich and Emily, so not Jay?
No, Jay was here.
Jay worked here.
Oh,
but
oh.
It predates us
them.
Being on.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. This may be new to you, but
okay.
I came in one morning. The night before, I had gone to the old Sears at the Eastdale Mall.
Oh.
And God bless you, Steve Miller. I hope you're doing well. He was my salesman there on a number of things that I purchased. Anyway, they sold a brand of pants that I really, really liked. What's the smile for? Smirk. Come on.
I'm just interested to see where this goes.
I think his name was David. I don't know who sells them now, but they really made comfortable jeans.
Okay.
With lots of pockets.
Okay. Lots of pockets.
All my criterion.
Yeah?
Yes. So, I found a pair of these jeans, which I still own. And
I've never seen you in jeans. I always see you in sweatpants.
No, let him.
Well, I'm going to shock the fork out of you with the Christmas party tonight. How about that, huh?
I'm so sorry to get all chuckle-house.
No, this is fun. This is fun. So anyway, I found there was a shirt or another pair of pants I wanted to buy. So I go to the cashier center in the men's department. There's no sign that says it's closed. So I'm standing there and I'm waiting and waiting. And off in the distance, I can see a couple of female Sears employees bubba-micing.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing work. They're just chit-chatting,
mm-hmm.
which is fine if there's nothing to do. But I was something to do. I'm a customer. Well, I noticed that they have one of those old-school phones on the wall with all the buttons labeled, and one of them said intercom. So I picked up the phone, pushed the intercom, and said, service in the men's department, please. Customer waiting. And 2 seconds later, somebody came down. It wasn't a scene.
Yeah.
Nobody yelled or anything like that, but I bought my clothes and went home. Maybe I'll wear those pants tonight. This happened on the intercom at a Walmart in Canada. This is a Walmart employee named Jackson, I believe you pronounce it Rassico. Who just had it and decided to quit on the Walmart intercom.
He unedited?
So here it is.
Attention all shoppers, associates, and management. I would like to say to all of you today that nobody should work here, ever. Our managers will make promises and never keep them. And not only that, they will preach to us about how they care about their employees. But about a month ago, my boss, assistant manager Cora, called me a waste of time and management did nothing to help. Management will also try and save money every step of the way, including cutting benefits of a full-time associate down to part-time, even though he worked 40-plus hours a week. I've been a loyal employee here for over a year and a half, and I'm sick of all the bullshit, bogus write-ups, and my job. F*** management, f*** this job, and f*** Walmart.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Man.
I may have heard there was a little applause in the background for
him. Whoa.
He may have trouble getting references.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to switch to another store, now it's going to be a little bit more complicated.
Yeah.
But
whoa.
I kind of admired that. And
Took a lot of guts.
I got heavily chastised by our former partner
for
picking up the intercom phone to get service in the men's department at Sears.
I think that's clever.
I thought it was too. Thank you, Emily.
It's not like you picked up the phone and said, yo, I want to buy these pants. You know?
Picked up the phone and said, do you know who I am?
Oh, because I don't. I work for Sticks.
Do you know who this is?
Go to the music department. You'll find me on the back of about three Sticks albums. Oh, God.
So is the pants.
No, I didn't want... No, that had nothing to do with it.
You kind of... You didn't get anybody in trouble. I imagine you didn't get anybody in trouble because you said it in a fashion that, you know, well, a management call would sound like.
This
is
6-7 years ago, and even then there were stories about, I must be really boring today. He's yawning.
I haven't yawned.
No, did that guy, who recorded that guy's thing?
I don't know. That sounded like he came off his own phone.
Yeah, it sounded like he recorded himself.
Yeah, you know, and that's what people do these days. They show out.
Document everything
and Facebook live stream. But yeah.
Well, we're going to play Chew the Baloney.
Yes, we are.
But before we do...
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
We need you and your sometimes...
Oh, okay. Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, sometimes known as Amy, and now Bridget, with my sometimes friend, Jay, also sometimes Joey.
Hi.
Hi.
Talking your Bailey voice.
It's Bailey.
We're here to tell you about the Seafood Bistro, 1651 Perry Hill Road. What?
Nothing.
What?
No, it's fine.
But anyway, these cold days call for some gumbo, my friends. If you want to warm up your bones and have a tasty treat, I suggest you start any meal at the Seafood Bistro with gumbo, or let gumbo be your meal. Get a huge bowl of gumbo.
Big old bowl of it.
It's amazing. That's just the beginning of the awesomeness that is the Seafood Bistro menu.
Yeah, they've also got, I prefer the red beans and rice, but you go with what you like. And even if you're not, if it's your first time, you can always go for the shrimp po' boy dragon style. That is the introductory meal. If I'm bringing somebody to the Seafood Bistro the very first time, and they're not sure on the gumbo type thing, like, I don't know about gumbo and that sort of thing, here, shrimp po' boy, you're good.
That's your toe dip into the shallow end of the Seafood Bistro's Olympic-sized swimming pool menu.
You can find them online at theseafoodbistro.com, where you can see the entire menu and order from it right there, and they'll have it waiting for you when you get there to pick it up on Perry Hill Road. Don't forget to also like them on Facebook and get it delivered through the Waiter app.
And you get a chance to win $10 there, absolutely free, with Truth the Baloney in a moment. David's on the line. David, good morning.
Good morning, all. How are you?
Hey.
Good.
Oh, hey.
Hey, you guys were talking about, China and Russia and time zones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Russia has 11 time zones, and if you were to leave on a flight from New York to Moscow, and another person was to leave on a flight from Moscow to Vladivostok, which, of course, is on the Bering Sea.
Of course.
Yes.
Your flight from New York would arrive hours before the flight from Moscow to Vladivostok. Yeah. That's how big Russia is.
Let me give you a story about how big Texas is. If you were flying from Chicago to Dallas, your flight would be shorter than the one from Dallas to
Amarillo or Lubbock.
Midland on the other side of the state.
Yeah. Oh, madness.
That's how big Texas is.
Yeah.
Been through it many a time. Driven.
Yep.
Yeah, I drove from St. Louis to down there on the coast, South Padre Island. Mm-hmm. And that was a 24-hour drive, and three-quarters of that was going through Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just unbelievable how big. You don't realize how big it is until you drive through it. So, hey, you guys have a wonderful day.
All right, you too.
Thanks for calling.
We appreciate your calling. We'll give you a chance to play
Truth or Baloney
and win that $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Our topic is Bob Barker, and this is 95th birthday today.
Mm. He is a national treasure.
Now, we only need one contestant. 272-9228 is our number.
Call now.
or you're going to be hearing Bohemian Christmas carols shortly.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A family in Demopolis is in mourning after a 9-year-old girl took her own life. They say she was bullied and that it was racially motivated. Her mother says a group of her classmates taunted her with racist comments. A man has been charged with murder in connection with the shooting that led to a teen's hit-and-run death earlier this month in Montgomery. 19-year-old Terrence Webster is charged with reckless murder. He is now being held on $150,000 bond. And former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke at the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce's annual meeting Tuesday. He says he is not thinking about running for an elected position at this time. He also joked about the controversy surrounding his time working in the Trump administration. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Guests coming from holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention Holiday Special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Today is the day, Krispy Kreme lovers. It's Krispy Kreme's Day of the Dozens. Today only, get a dozen original glazed donuts for $1 with the purchase of any dozen at regular price. The Day of the Dozens going on today only at Krispy Kreme. Get to Krispy Kreme now for your $1 original glaze with purchase of any dozen.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot. Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, my newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Gordon Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, pa-la-la.
Friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You're going to be hearing it from the Barking Dogs. We lost our contestant. We got nobody to play True the Baloney with.
Well, I wonder where they had to go or you know, what happened.
Maybe they went through the tunnel.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
We want you to come play with us. It's a simple game. Don't be nervous.
Truth. It's Bob Barker, y'all.
It's Truth Baloney. It's Bob Barker.
Who didn't stay home from school?
Who turned 95.
And watch The Price is Right with Bob Barker.
Well, your generation did.
When you
Do you
were
remember
sick.
Bud Collier?
Oh, yeah.
Clock and
oh,
those
yeah.
Shows?
Yeah. Sure.
They were, that was a good reason to stay home.
John, this is Johnny Olson speaking for, you know, whatever game it was. He was the announcer.
So we need a contestant at 272-9228, and I hate begging for anything, but especially a contestant.
What's the first thing?
A lot of our audience works for the state.
Uh-huh.
So many of our listeners are embedded in their office. I get this all the time from people. I can't call because we're not allowed, but...
Well, we have a couple of contestants
now. Well, now we have contestants coming out of our contestant hole.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Joel will be the guy that gets a chance to play and win the game. Joel, good morning.
Good morning. And why didn't call earlier? Because I figured the phone lines would have been blown up.
Well, they are now, but you're the first one, Joel.
Yeah, so here's how it works. I'm going to read you a statement about Bob Barker and The Price is Right. You got to give me tell me whether what I say is truth or baloney. Get two or three correct or get them all wrong and win. Are you ready?
I got you.
All right.
Bob Barker retired as the host of The Price is Right over a decade ago. Again, it's been more than a decade since Bob Barker retired from The Price is Right. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
Winning.
That's correct.
Last show was in who knows when?
Oh, I don't know.
2007.
Very good.
Yay, Bridget!
Yeah. Amy said specifically June. Good work. All right, you're halfway to glory.
Hey.
He hosted a game show called Truth or Consequences longer than he hosted The Price is Right. Again, he hosted a show called Truth or Consequences longer than he hosted The Price is Right. Is that truth or baloney?
Truth.
No, I'm losing, guys. Sorry.
Okay.
No,
but I remember.
Yeah, truth or consequences.
Yeah.
You know, there's a city in New Mexico named that?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He hosted Truth or Consequences for almost 20 years, from 1956 to 75.
Mm-hmm.
But he hosted The Price is Right for 35 years. It also broke Johnny Carson's record for continuous performances on the same network TV show.
Aha.
Okay.
Gotta get this one right.
Yes. His signature line at the end of every Price is Right episode was, quote, take care of yourself and each other. Again, his signature line at the end of every Price is Right episode was, quote, take care of yourself and each other. Truth or baloney? I need the right answer.
Well, don't you have a helpline? Don't you usually
You can ask whoever in the group here. Bridget,
I do not.
I want Emily to tell me.
No, go right ahead then. Go right ahead.
That was not his tagline.
Okay, it's baloney.
You're going to trust Emily?
Winning.
Good idea, because I've been your winner.
Yeah.
That was Jerry Springer's tagline.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Amazingly enough, that he said something of consequence, take care of yourself and each other after having riots on his stage.
I mean, everybody knows Bob Barker wanted you to chop your...
Spay and neuter your pets.
Right.
All right, Joel, you hang on. Let's say good morning to Ed.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, Bruce.
Ed, we didn't get a chance to give you to play the game for a prize, but we still have a couple of statements left if you want to play just for funsies.
Okay.
Want to?
Again.
Okay. We got a couple questions left over. You want to play?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Here we go.
Statement. Chuck Norris once broke four of Bob's ribs. Again, Chuck Norris once broke four of Bob Barker's ribs. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
It is.
It was in the movie? Was it the movie? Or was it...
Yeah, it was a sparring session while Chuck was... Bob was training with Chuck to get his black belt in karate.
Uh-huh.
All right, last statement. Before the movie Happy Gilmore, he'd never appeared on the big screen, only on TV. Happy Gilmore, he'd never appeared on the big screen, only on TV. True the baloney.
True.
Winning.
Boy, is that correct. A funny scene.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Oh, man.
True.
He only had three acting credits before that. An episode of Bonanza in 1960.
Really?
A made-for-TV movie called The Overlanders in 79, and an episode of The Nanny.
What's your phone number?
In 1997.
The Nanny.
Where he played himself.
Wow. Interesting.
Well, I saw... Okay. And thank you so much for the call, and good luck with the grand prize drawing at the end of the week. They're one of the networks that's running Andy Griffith in my daily escape to Mayberry, where... There's a second episode in the years the show was in color with Jack Nicholson.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, he plays a guy that's charged with a crime, and Aunt Bee gets picked for the jury, and she doesn't think he's guilty when all the other jurors...
Right.
And that's a plot line I've seen on several other sitcoms, too.
Right, the stubborn juror.
Yeah. And
all in the family.
Yes.
said one lone juror, and they said no, one lone dingbat.
Yeah. Lone dingbat, right? Yeah, pretty amazing. Hey, should we go shopping at Jack Ingram?
If you would like to,
I would. I would. There's some great choices. We are asked specifically to tell you about cars available under $10,000, and there's always great value here, especially if you're looking for a second vehicle for the family or something for a new driver. And the one I've been featuring is this 2017 Nissan Versa with only 41,000 miles. It is immaculate. If you put a sticker in the window, you'd say it's brand new, and you can get it for $9,648, just $9,648 right now at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Now, you... Didn't you name something?
Maud the Mercedes, we're waiting on pictures of, towards the bottom of the page.
Maud is still there. Yeah, the pictures are not posted yet, but they will be. And there again, you want to drive a Mercedes? How about a 2002 Benz C-Class C320, $59.90? Now, all of these cars, they got bigger vehicles, too, if you're looking for something like a Toyota Highlander. All of these, well under 10.
All of these cars look great with a big red bow in your driveway as a Christmas surprise.
They do. And you know what? They all look like they just rolled off the assembly line. And that's what blows me away. These cars meet three criterion. Good vehicle histories, beautiful gleaming bodies, clean and pristine interiors. But most importantly, David Ingram's mandate to the mechanics when they take a car in trade, if there's anything that looks bad about this, we're sending it to auction. We are not going to resell somebody else's troubles. So they have to earn their way in. That's how it works. It's Jack Ingram, 235 Red Eastern Bypass. See Tip Tames and his great team and have the most unused car-like shopping experience of your life. Well, Randall's on the line.
Good morning. And y'all, over the years, talking about Andy Griffin made me realize about the being married and not being married, who was and who wasn't. So thank goodness for Netflix, I guess. I know you hate them and want to cut the throat, but who? I went back and... I know you don't like Netflix. I mean, anyway, I looked on Netflix.
Wait a minute. Slow down. Who is it that I hate?
Netflix, because of what they did, you know. But anyway.
They're paying for it. Their stock is down.
Yes, sir. And the first Andy Griffith Show, when they open up, is Andy is marrying Opie's, who had been taking care of it and want to bring another. I just thought that was kind of neat. I never saw the first one until about 2 weeks ago, and you made me interested to go see it. And Emily, next time the man want to talk about the Boom magazine on TV, you might want to just let him talk about it. I love y'all.
Thank you, Randall. Is that what happened this morning?
We now end our broadcast day. I accidentally stepped on.
Are you sure it was you? Because according to Randall, all blame is on me.
I think we both did, and I saw you shake your head in disgust.
Well,
and it'll stay
did with, I shake my head in disgust?
It will stay with me.
You were displeased.
For the rest of my life.
How about if I make BLTs again tomorrow?
Whoa. Have we ever had a...
Forgiven.
have we ever had a
two in a row?
Two in a row?
We had... Okay, so...
A twofer?
I remember these things. They stick in my head. We had a BLT one week, and then he brought a BLT with turkey. In that same week.
That's right.
That was the, I had to fast that day.
Which I didn't have the turkey. I just had another BLT. I didn't put any turkey on.
Oh, he decided to go without the turkey.
I just wanted, oh God, BLTs. Ah. Oh my God, BLTs.
I like being scolded
before
9 o'clock in the morning.
I need to get out. I need to beg forgiveness.
What?
The only reason I wanted to mention that is it tells a great story
I
about.
I know, and we stepped on you.
Key lime pie, clear that right up.
I don't remember anybody stepping on me, though. Was I in a different station at
no,
all?
No, I remember it.
I saw that look, and it was like...
And apparently Randall did, too.
It was like a puppy. I just
Randall.
Ran to the corner.
But no, wasn't it? It was Ryan, because he had said...
Bedford Falls in the earpiece.
He's going to be talking about Bedford Falls.
Right. Yeah. So you went to pick up the magazine, and you had a story to tell, and apparently we started talking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll take responsibility for it, since Randall wants to lay that at my feet. Randall.
We'll just move on.
So tomorrow, I'm going to let my shirt do all the talking.
With the rest.
Yeah. Yes.
Let your fingers do the walking through the yellow pages.
833.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
I said it before, I'll say it again. If you loved yesterday, you're really going to love today. Good bit of sunshine and a little warmer than yesterday. We had 53 yesterday. I think we're going to be around 59 today. A little high cloudiness with the sun filtering through later. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Not as cold. You know, we had 28 this morning. I think tomorrow morning we're at 42. Then during the day tomorrow it becomes windy, cloudy skies. Could be an afternoon shower. High around 61. Then windy with showers becoming likely and maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow night and into Friday. The low tomorrow night 53. Friday's high 59. Then on Saturday. I think the rain chances are tiny. I've got them at 20% on Saturday, so maybe a stray shower, but most likely most of us will stay dry. Partly sunny with a high around 57, and then Sunday is my favorite day of the weekend as far as the weather, with sunshine and a high of 60. Right now, clear skies, 33, calm winds, 834.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'll tell you somebody you can depend on and somebody I depend on, and that is Plumbing by Lukewire. They have been second to none in the River Region for over two decades. Now, I started Lukewire, I started dealing with for air conditioning and heating, and back in the day, I wasn't even sure they were in the plumbing business. But boy, oh boy, now I get great peace of mind whenever I call Plumbing by Lukewire, because they take care of me, and they take care of me promptly, and they do it professionally. And with that whole house plumbing inspection I got, where they inspect your whole house, inside, out, up, and down, I found out that there was no major problems. I got a good grade, and that's nice, because you don't know if there's a problem lurking somewhere that could become a big problem, like when you are out of town. Plumbing by Lukewire, as they always say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Plumbing by Lukewire, 264-9666. You can also visit them on the web. acbylukewire.com, click on the plumbing tab, and their Alabama certification number is 84417.
If you didn't know this before today, you know it now. The dirtiest item in a restaurant is the pepper shaker.
Really?
Yeah. According to a study from ABC News, pepper shakers have an average bacteria count of 11,600, second highest next to restaurant menus. Researchers swabbed items off the tables of 12 restaurants in three states to get their findings. Look at, where did you get that cold from?
Yeah, probably. IHOP. Pepper, the pepper. Ew, filthy. And they always say what?
Yeah, but you know what? You could make yourself nuts. You'll become agoraphobic and be afraid to go anywhere and eat anything and touch anything.
They say your phone is dirtier than a toilet?
Exactly. Oh. It is.
My sister dropped her phone in the toilet. That was the end of it.
Now it's even worse.
So what is it when they mean swipe, right? It's 836.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're still looking good this morning, but let me tell you, Wednesday's always very busy. We have construction crews out there on the scene, 65 and 85 doing good right now. All the feeder routes doing good also. All specially marked jewelry is 25% off and pearls 35% off at Harold's Fine Jewelry. Harold's Fine Jewelry, they're moving, and you can save just in time for Christmas. Harold's Fine Jewelry, they're on Zelda Road. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Help Wanted. Finding the perfect match for unique job opportunities. Here is today's Help Wanted ad.
Are you interested in a job no one else wants? Can you stand up to intense public scrutiny? Do you have a clean social media record where all of your messages are inclusive and tolerant? Can you take a strong political stand in front of the entire country? If so, you may have what it takes to be the next Academy Awards host or the president's next chief of staff. Immediate openings available.
This has been Help Wanted, a public service of this station.
Marguerite's makes it. Marguerite's really makes it. No one beats our holiday jewelry specials at Marguerite's. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3 this year. $100 gets you a Tiffany. I did say Tiffany. Diamond bezel necklace. White gold, yellow gold, or rose gold, all in 14 karat. $200 gets you two diamond bezel earrings. Well, that's one pair, two earrings. You got it. Or $300 will get you a triple bezel diamond necklace, rose, white, or yellow gold, all at Marguerite's this holiday season. Marguerite's is located in the Pepper Tree Stores on Vaughn Road.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's finally here.
What is it?
An entire year in the making.
What is it?
It's your Facebook Year in Review video. Witness every time you tried unsuccessfully to show off your meal.
Oh, yeah, it looked a lot better than it tasted.
Feel the humiliation of that face you made in that picture that one time.
Why is this still in my profile?
Think about how you wish you could take back all of those political posts.
Ugh, why did I get involved?
Watch as Facebook shows you the best night of your year. Uncle Eddie's 60th birthday.
You never even said thank you.
It's your Facebook Year in Review.
Is that all I did?
Now playing in your timeline.
Can't we play something a little more festive?
I could have used a little more cowbell. They're gonna want that cowbell.
That's funny. This morning, a few people noticed we actually play some funny stuff on the show from time to time.
We do.
I wonder if anybody's got video of me on top of that Christmas tree.
On top of
it? Did y'all already forget the story I told about the little drummer boy and how I got that solo in fifth grade on top of it?
Oh, that one. Okay.
I know. I mean, easily forgettable.
No.
Dear Diary.
They forgot about me again.
Oh, no, I was writing to my diary. Today, Emily told us another story.
That nobody cared about, because my stories suck.
Then she chastised me for forgetting it.
What do you just think of this holiday season? You might show a little kindness.
Hey, shareholders. Dow's up 300 points starting out today.
Yeah, well, that's nice, but you never know how it's going to close.
No. It was up yesterday, and then...
Right at the very end.
And then at the very end, it's like, we're not doing this. So
went too high.
But
we up had, 300 we had, means nothing to me anymore.
We had Brandt on with us yesterday afternoon, and he gave the whole forecast for the rest of the year and into 2019. And it's all going to come down to getting our tariff thing taken care of with China.
Hey.
Once that's settled, he says it's going to be good.
Speaking of forecasts...
Yes. Oh, and by the way, Brandt's number is 3870094. Yes.
Is it too soon, 44 days out, to get an idea of what the weather's going to be like the day of the hitching?
Heck, why didn't you ask me 89 days out? We could have. What are you waiting for?
Well, you know, just if you see anything bad headed our way, if you let me know.
Anything's possible in January here, right? From 70s to 20s.
It's sometimes 48 hours out, we are struggling with the forecast. So I would say 44 hours is just a little difficult.
Well, you just let me know when I can start bugging you about it.
Okay. If it's, how about Wednesday that week?
What if I have to arrange transportation for people because the roads are impassable?
We'll fix you up as early as we can.
I'll have to get a trolley service.
This is why most people in the Midwest get married. Even Chicago, though, there's no guarantee in April that you're going to, you know, avoid snow.
Look, I correctly predicted Alabama's success this football season and made sure that we didn't schedule for anywhere near the national championship game.
That was good.
I think you can go to AccuWeather.com and they...
I have AccuRich, though.
They have a forecast manufactured way out into the future. It's not right, but it's... but it's people say, yeah, I saw the
they've
forecast.
They've got a forecast. It's not right, but they've got one.
It's frightening to me. It's frightening.
Do you remember the other day that story about the woman that was bought the shepherd outfit, but it came with an inflatable... Now we have a kid.
Oh, no.
And this is Scotland, too. And since it's part of my heritage, I'm embarrassed for all of my ancestors. Where a school was setting up a nativity scene, and a young boy brought in an inflatable sex doll.
Oh, no.
That he had found in his parents' room.
Oh, no.
This is God.
For
How
Mary.
Embarrassing. How embarrassing.
Yeah.
Did you get an A?
Oh my.
It's time for Morning Maroons here in just a minute.
Ooh, is Steph Curry in there today?
Yeah. He was in yesterday.
To the moon. Okay, good.
Yeah, because he thinks the moon's landing was fake and all that. Yeah. That will be coming up. In the meantime, a reminder, if you would like to give yourself the gift of restored vision, could anything possibly be more meaningful than that? Then you need to get with Montgomery Eye Physicians at Montgomery Eye LASIK on Vaughan Road, right across from Chappie's Deli. This is a practice that's actually been together since the end of World War II, so their customer service is top-notch. And with Dr. Swan and Shin, you're in the best and most experienced hands. And at this particular time of the year, it takes, you know, less than 15 minutes to schedule an appointment, be seen, and let the refractive surgery counselor tell you whether or not LASIK is an option. Then if it is, the price on LASIK has come down so much, comparatively speaking, to what it used to be when it was first introduced 30 years ago. It was thousands of dollars. Now, it's a lot less than that in today's dollars, for sure. But step one is, will it work for you? And that takes a call to 271-3804. 271-3804. I also urge you to visit their website, onlinemep.com, and watch the video that Dr. Swan has on there about LASIK. It's brief, but it explains the whole process. So from lenses to LASIK and everything in between, they would also like me, on behalf of them, to wish you a happy holiday from the team at Montgomery Eye.
Black Friday might be over, but the holiday savings are just starting at Bailey Brothers Music Company. It does not matter if you're just starting out or you're the seasoned professional. They've got what you need. Squire Strat Packs, starting at $199, and Bass Packs for $299. Complete drum kits from Mapex for just $399. And if you're looking for something on the nicer side, even though you might be on the naughty list, come check out the River Region's largest selection from Gibson, Martin, Fender, Taylor, and more. From the all-new Fender Player Series to the Gibson Custom Shop, they've got the guitar of your dreams. Located at 231 East Jefferson Street in downtown. Check them out on Facebook and on the web. And remember,
Bailey Brothers Music Company.
Hey, Bailey Brothers Music Company.
Where you are the star.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Buy Wiser, shop Kaiser. It's our year-end inventory reduction sale. Our 50% off sale was so successful last month, we're going to extend it through the end of the year. 50% off and more till the end of December, making room for new lines of furniture for 2019. At Kaiser, we have a new website, shopkaiser.com. Be sure to visit shopkaiser.com. We'll be adding new items weekly. That's shopkaiser.com, 50% off and more the entire month of December. Whether you need a new dining room, bedroom, living room, or just a chair, come to Kaiser where the prices are lower than ever. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook where we offer new deals weekly plus some great giveaways. Inventory reduction sale going on now with some of the lowest prices of the year with a 60,000 square foot showroom full of beautiful furniture. If nothing else, come treat yourself during this inventory reduction sale. Merry Christmas to you and your family from our family at Kaiser. Kaiser is the wise choice. Buy wiser, shop Kaiser on the Wetumpka Highway.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Hello, I'm Jerome Davidson, account representative at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Can two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy?
I don't think we really disagree so much.
One thing I think we can agree on is we shouldn't shut down the government over a dispute.
You know what I'll say? Yes.
We have a lot of disagreements here, but that's not the point here. We have a disagreement.
Yes,
is that
right?
Do. Good, we do.
See? We get along.
No.
I noticed Chuck Schumer yesterday with fake tears. I'm going to ask him who is his acting coach.
The New Odd Couple. Random weekdays on so-called news networks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring a politician of a different stripe in. Former Secretary of State and failed presidential candidate Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration your Morning Maroon nominee. Here with the dumbest of dumb is me.
Okay.
I'm a good candidate. 852. Oh, no, not anybody who's ever owned a clunker can probably relate to this.
Okay. What? A clunker?
But this still is kind of a psychotic driver. 33-year-old Chad Johnson of Northern Michigan has an old car that constantly breaks down. Late last month, he was sick of it and flew into a full rage.
Uh-oh.
It's not clear what kind of car it is, but he was in a parking lot when it had some sort of issue. That's when he pulled out a baseball bat and started beating the car. Somebody called the cops, who showed up as Chad was driving away, so apparently the car wasn't even that bad to begin with. After they pulled him over, they realized he was drunk. He also had an open container in the car, two previous DUIs, and driving on a suspended license. Yeah. And when they asked him why he bashed up his car, he admitted he was just angry and flew off the handle. Because of his other DUI arrest, they're charging him as a habitual offender. Could be up to 5 years in prison.
And that car will never forgive him either.
He ain't going to get much for it on resale to pay those legal fees either.
Yeah.
We have a guy who shoved a footlong in his pants. Guess what state?
Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland, Florida.
So he...
Actually, Lakeland, the city that smells like ointment on a hot day.
Whoa.
Guy went into a gas station there a few weeks ago, took a footlong swamich off the shelf and shoved it down his pants.
I see.
He paid for a soda, but walked out without paying for the sandwich. The cops put some surveillance stills of him on their Facebook page to see if anybody could help him track him down. And if you're wondering, they definitely recognize the double entendre of the crime.
Mm-hmm.
The police simply asked, please resist. This is a respectable Facebook page. Update, he was arrested and charged with criminal or misdemeanor theft.
Is that a sandwich? Never mind.
And then finally, a guy in Pennsylvania, this should be an HR tip that might not be in your job handbook, because you shouldn't rub your coworker's sandwiches. Yeah. The guy, he was no pun intended, he was having this lunch pleasuring on a serial basis. Anthony Menival. How would you like to make national news doing this?
Right.
He worked at the Bon Ton department store, and during his lunch break, he would steal a sandwich from somebody's food in the refrigerator.
It was a good-looking sandwich.
And go to what he thought was a private place to have some fun. Not realizing that security cameras in that room were capturing every single...
Oh, man.
It is the holidays.
Can you imagine
even
being...
a special
song? Special song. Can you imagine being the security guard, just kind of sitting there in your booth with like all the different cameras, and you just happen to look up and be like, wait, what is that? A sandwich? What is he doing? Oh!
I don't get the connect, you know.
And then he calls up everybody else. You got to come see this.
It's bad enough. Worked at a radio station at where work. Somebody was, thought they were in the tool shed alone, and somebody needed something and walked in on them.
No, boy.
Oh, ew.
How do you show your face around work when you've been caught doing something like that? Anyway, the part I don't understand. I understand urges, okay. He didn't handle that well. But what is the connection between stolen sandwiches and that? That's the part I can't...
Is that a fetish?
Sounds like it is. So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
Well, I don't know. I don't even want to vote.
The whole thing's made me queasy.
I don't even want to vote.
Sandwich man.
Sandwich man.
Sandwich man.
Yeah. Which sandwich man?
Yeah, because you got. What an ultra rude. Because
you got footlong Bob too.
We'll give him honorary mention.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
There was a lot of that going on in the 70s, by the way. A friend told me. 8:57, just ahead of Camp News and Views.
That's when the serious news happens.
Yes, then you can call up and...
talk about...
hot topics of the day.
Once I go downstairs.
Just want to remind you that a lot of folks are going to find themselves in a great position at tax time because they have first mortgage interest to deduct, along with the change in tax brackets that should put more money back in your pocket. But renters won't enjoy that benefit. So it's a little bit late for 2018, but interest rates have stabilized. This is important news. So if that was making you nervous about buying a home or you don't feel like you have a large enough down payment, get with Morris Capuano and let him get to work on your situation. He has taken many people who found themselves in those exact circumstances into home ownership. Just give him a chance to do it. Nobody will work harder for your to earn your respect and get you done than Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank. They're an equal housing lender, and they have lots of programs that he can now offer in that new partnership. His number is 409-9300, 409-9300. That's Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank, equal housing lender, NMLS number 402-669. Guys, thanks for a great morning.
Thank you. I appreciate the BLT.
The BLT was on point.
You may be getting it again tomorrow. Oh, I've got to get back in your good graces.
The best wishes come true at the Mercedes-Benz winter event. Exceptional offers on all new and used Mercedes-Benz models. The lowest prices of the year at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. The best year-end offers. It's the holiday event you don't want to miss. Meet the new Mercedes-Benz team and take advantage of fantastic new car prices, like the popular Mercedes-Benz GLC SUV or E-Class sedan. The Mercedes-Benz Wintering Event at Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery. It's time to love what you drive.